This is for everybody who listens to Mr. Tony every weekday. This is for all the littles who hang on every single word that Tony might say. Well, I'm in no position to judge 'em. Heaven knows they're just like me. And though I may not have the kind of time to listen to every show or always listen live, and I sure don't hear every episode, and I can't listen close every day taking lots of notes, but I got friends that do. Yeah, I got friends that do. Some of them even write haiku. I got so many friends that do. Welcome to the TK Jingles broadcast for October 1st, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and I'm a little bit under the weather today, so we're going to keep the speaking to a minimum. And if you enjoy me talking less, you'll love the TK Jingles Firehose broadcast, available at tkjingles.com. Nothing but songs, all the songs, unfiltered. So I haven't listened to Tony in a week. I've been busy with family and work and other things. And I saw a note from Anita on tkjingles.com that said I'm still a few days behind on the podcast, but evidently now I don't even have to listen at all. I'll just go to TK Jingles for show recaps. And I thought that was pretty funny, because even though I am in the same boat, I haven't listened to Tony in a couple of days, I completely am up to speed on what's going on by all the crazy just-in-time jingles. So today we've got 8 new songs. We're going to play a little feature set of some Natinals tunes, and then a few classic songs that reference things that Tony's talked about in the past week, and then a brief mailbag. So I'm glad I was able to record a few songs earlier to kind of spice up this podcast a little bit before my voice totally went out. Now I'm in Frog City, so I guess I should have a few Johnny Cash jingles queued up for days like this. If somebody wants to send me something, it's the perfect time to record it. So anyway, let's just get right to it with some of these great new songs from the past week. Rob will play the number one jingle of the week to start the show, last Friday's show, Katy Perry's song. And it's amazing to me that the Courtney joke in here has never been used before. It seems like it's hilarious. I just can't believe that somebody hasn't had this double entendre before, but it's very well played. Then we have a collaboration by Luke and KJ to Love Story. John Fitzpatrick and Byron team up to talk about how when Tony does gigs, he needs to have some kind of compensation. Unless he's doing the TK Jingles broadcast or coming to one of our events, and then he's the most kind and generous soul that you'll ever meet. Then we have Mike and Avon with Tony, What Did I Do? A new one for me, a parody of Ed Sheeran, trying to evoke some of the classic just singing about Tony's podcast songs. Then Jason Fuse with It's a Clown Show, Bro. Steve Lipton with Your Spouse. And then we'll end this opening segment with KJ's Okay, I Get That He Is the Pope.
There's a Honda in his lane. Light is green, but they're constrained. Tony wants this lady dead. Death Star radio ahead. Knew she wouldn't make the light. Probably does this every time. Her daily commute to work. She should be stabbed by cocktail forks. If it was Nigel Thayer, he'd block her and blare his horn and make 60 seconds feel like 140 years. Damn. Last Friday's show, Courtney wagered a lap dance, and she took 3.5. Usually takes more than that. Last Friday's show, Hornaday came back from TIFF. You don't pronounce the second F. She didn't like the Bulger script. Last Friday's show, Tony dropped a grand on jeans, and he unfortunately looks like Romney in the things. Last Friday's show, Gary joked about a door. Tony twice did not absorb the metaphor. This Friday's show, is it on again? Tony's going to his place.
Now we're even older, but still I'm passing on the show. Unless the station gives me dough. The sales weasels won't pay straight cash, homie, so I won't bother to talk to you, Tony. But if I did, I would tell you this, that there was a Final Four and it was in Seattle. I was in the coach's lobby amongst all the rebel. John Wooden was there with his wife in a wheelchair.
I wrote it in a book, and I retold the story on probably a few occasions.
Tony wants his compensation. Pay the man like window nation. No free talk, he's on the clock. If it's close, he might walk. He just wants his. Tony just wants his. When they ask him for some time and he's thinking about if he will go, Tony just wants to know about the monetary situation so he can judge his compensation. He just wants some more cash flow. Hey Tony, get some cash today.
Tony, what did I do? Harley's a good guy, but I work here to tell me, oh, what did I do? Every day you read the ad. When I hear it, I get so damn sad. What did I do to make you mad? Why are you mad? Brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. Nobody pays retail anymore, so why should you? Tony, what did I do? Harley's a good guy, but I work here to tell me, oh, what did I do? Oh, how long will it take till I see the mistake I have made? Tone, what did I do? My phone isn't ringing and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what did I do?
Driving to work, traffic's the worst sometimes, 'cause Washington can't handle rain or snow. So I salute, I give the TK salute sometimes. I learned that trick from Mr. Tony's show. And Tony can always make me laugh, and I love that he laughs at himself. Starting with the open to the emails, faxes, notes, and the stupid songs that they play still. So Mr. Tony, tell us again about your blue jeans or your favorite steakhouse on 19th Street. Somehow it never gets old, listening on my way home.
Hey Tim, card you with your avocados. Jack's with a plate of crow, 'cause it's a clown show, bro. Yeah, it's a clown show, bro. Save some blame for his own, but Williams has got to go, 'cause it's a clown show, bro. By now, Matt's fans should know, get caught in fait accompli. I don't know what that means. Wait, is he speaking Chinese? But it's a clown show, bro. Fight like the Ringling Bros. The rings are there and a smile. But all that knows fans should know, it's a clown show, bro.
Tony wears expensive jeans. All the ladies look so young, the plastic surgery's so well done. Tony's sighing as he drinks. Reunion is no place for dates, just get them out of here. Your spouse is someone I don't want to greet. Your spouse, just leave her out there in the street. Your spouse, don't wanna hear another peep. Your spouse, just leave her out there in the street. Your spouse could use a little beauty sleep. Your spouse, just leave her out there in the street. Your spouse is someone I don't want to greet. Your spouse, just leave her out there in the street.
What in God's name's happened here? Why aren't my roads clear? Where will I park? I hear he's playing nine at St. Andrews, talking to the Congress too. Is that a fiat? I gotta drive to my Emmy winning show, so traffic must flow in my favor. Okay, I get that he is the Pope, but he's blocking my streets and parking. I mean, I play golf with POTUS. How could the Vatican not know this? Can't I meet the Pope? Couldn't Brock send a car over?
8 new songs from TKJingles.com. If you enjoy those, I encourage you to go to the website, check out the rest that are up there, and leave some feedback, leave some comments. I had a jingle that played last week set to a Rascals song, and I noticed it didn't get a lot of clicks on the website, but every single comment that was left really... at least let me know somebody was listening and enjoyed it. So thank you guys all so much. And everything that I feature there and on this show is not necessarily the best, but I hope it's representative. And if you're included, that you appreciate and enjoy that. And if you're not, that you understand that there's a ton of songs. And like many of you listening to this podcast now, I don't have a chance to listen to all of them anymore. I've reached that Nigel stage where oftentimes when I'm combing through on Wednesday night preparing this podcast, it's the first time I'm listening to many of these tunes, so I'm just overwhelmed by the talent that we have and how this continues to grow and change and just continue to be a lot of fun. One topic that everybody's been spending a lot of time on recently is the Nationals and their fall from grace. And so I wanted to play a couple of songs, one here for Elliot Olshansky, because he's been asking Nigel like every week for the past 6 months to play this one. It's parody of Rockapella about Bryce Harper and his ring. And then Connor Smith with Long Tall Trinan and Joe Arrow with National Misunderstanding about the wonderful blow up in the dugout the other day.
1, 2, 3,
yeah!
Hoo-wop, poop doop doobay, hoo-wop, poop doop doobay, hoo-wop, poop doop doobay, hoo-wop,
the bear.
Well, I heard that Mr. Harper was looking for some jewelry ever since the Nats signed Scherzer, and he knew that they'd be great. But it's been a couple weeks and I still can't seem to find it. Tell me, where in the world did
Bryce Harper's ring go?
Is it in Reginald's cage near a carpet? Junior's measurements, or at Red Lodge's Safeway with the grapefruit juice? Was it stolen by a chick
did the animal revolution tell me where in the world did
Price Harvest Ringo?
Is it in the prize closet or near the red bocce ball with Tony Shady bought at Sunglass Hut?
Well, I think James Carville knows, but he can't call in to tell us, and I might have seen a map to it on News Channel 8. Is it out in Arizona, guarded by some javelinas? Tell me where in the world did
Bryce Harper's Ringo?
Gonna tell Ted Lerner about Mike Rizzo's pen. Things got so bad it broke the heart of Drew Storin. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby. Blowing the ball game tonight. Yeah. Well, long, tall, Trinan Hill. Blow the lead, but his sinkers drop. Still Devils FPO, baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby. Blowing the ball game tonight. Yeah. Well, I saw Drew Storin walk six straight Mets. He saw Pat Holbein coming just like Harper hit the deck. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby. Blowing the ball game tonight. Yeah. Jansen came from Toronto and he pitched like a hoser. Why'd you use him so much, Matt? Because he's not my closer. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby. Ball game tonight. Yeah, we're gonna blow some saves tonight. We're gonna blow some saves tonight. Blow some saves tonight. Matt Williams ain't alright. Blow some saves, blow some saves tonight.
This must be some kind of mistake. Now Papelbon is choking Harper, for goodness sakes. Now the season, it just can't be over. I don't think Bryce has found his ring. Well, I checked the standings twice, can't understand. The Mets are king. I have been waiting for this season. I thought that maybe they could win it all. Never dreamed I'd have this feeling. I guess the talent here is deceiving. That's why the end is here. A new manager next year. The Nats have been eliminated. This must be some kind of mistake. Well, I'm staring at these playoff tickets. I guess they're fake.
You know, maybe I should revisit that rockapella song this week while my voice is still shot. Hit those low notes. All right, now we're going to play some songs referencing some topics from the past week. We're going to play some songs about the charity golf, about Tim Kirkjian, and about Derek Rose's proclivity for injury. And then we're going to go into the mailbag with what I hope you'll appreciate is a rather half-assed and sloppy mailbag jingle that I threw together for this episode, just to help try to solicit other entries from you all listening out there. So if you don't like the crap that I play today, please send me your own version for broadcasting.
They asked him, please, you know, it's all for charity. The problem is people, they're just not his cup of tea. Don't count on conversation, that's insanity. There must be 50 ways to golf with Tony. You know, it's certainly his habit to be crude. Furthermore, he hopes his insults won't be lost or misconstrued. So I'll repeat myself. You know, the old man's often rude. There must be 50 ways to golf with Tony. 50 ways to golf with Tony. Well, don't brag about your kids, Sid. Don't try to shake hands, Dan. Don't look them in the eye, sigh, just listen to me. Staying quiet is a must, Gus. You don't want to discuss much. Don't tell them your name, James. Just play your golf game. And maybe offer free snacks, Jack. I'll bring some boiled eggs, Craig. Ask how to toast a steak, Jake, if you're feeling lucky. Don't ask him to a show, Joe, cause he don't wanna go. Just try to make it through, Lou, because Tony won't like you.
You and me, we might play golf this spring, which is kinda strange, cause I never do this kind of thing. You say you kid no sports, wow, that's great. But don't say that again or I'll punch you in the face. Cause unless you're Alan Bubis, I probably won't talk to you. If you play with me, you might think that you'll have fun. But don't you dare make eye contact with me or with my son. What's this for anyway? Is it charity? I guess it doesn't matter as long as my round's free. And I hope that you're not hungry, cause there's no way I'm gonna eat with you. And if you're truly a fan, then you know that's just who I am. Yes, that's who I am. You know that's just who I am. Dinner time comes on a cold and gray MLB morning. Tim Kirkson desperately looks for avocado,
avocado,
and his wife cries. Cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's a hungry Kirkson in desperate need of avocado.
Avocado.
Littles, don't you understand that Kirkson needs a helping hand, or he's gonna be a sad analyst today. Or take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply shake our heads and offer him some greens? Well, it's dinner time. And a hungry Kirkson with a hankering is out in the street in desperate need of avocado.
Avocado.
Just sits silently still in a suit tonight. Though he worked out during shoot around, he couldn't go this time. Was it MCL or ACL? Cause we know it's not his pride. Not his pride, he's too humble. Not his pride, but still they're saying that Derrick Rose is out again. Looks like another ankle has done him in. It just might be a sad season for you. Well, but our friend, cause Derrick Rose is out again. There he goes.
Mailbag, 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 heck yeah, listen to my show and send me letters, mailbag, heck yeah, podcast@tkjingle.com, yeah, and I'm also on Twitter, and I'm on the Facebook page, yeah, heck yeah.
About as long as it took you to listen to that is about as long as it took me to record that. So hopefully that was 25 seconds that you don't regret. The TK Jingles podcast has been going out now for a year and a half. I welcome your feedback, podcast.tkjingles.com, or by leaving a review on one of the many websites such as iTunes through the app, or for any of the apps that are out there. You can also find me on Twitter and Facebook, obviously. So I wanted to read just one email today from Steve Lipton, and then I'm going to just spare my voice here. So this was a nice message. I just wanted to share it here. So from Steve Lipton, says, since it is almost impossible to predict what Nigel and Tony will play on the air, the feedback I get from the folks at tkjingles.com has become the true reward. The whole community has been welcoming and encouraging as I ply my ridiculous performances on you all. As part of the website experience, I've become a serial listener of your weekly podcast. Whenever I'm lucky enough to get a jingle or two on your show, it gives me just as much validation as making it on Tony's show. Thanks for all the work you put into this endeavor, and for goodness sake, please keep doing what you do. So anyway, that kind of feedback is always nice. I get, you know, some mean letters, and I get some very nice ones, and I take it all in stride and you know, with a grain of salt and try to keep a perspective of how silly this whole thing is and how fortunate we are that Tony is putting up with us 2.5 years later and that this community continues to exist, thrive, and grow. So for all of you who contributed, for all of you who listened, thank you. And I'll be back here next week, hopefully in full voice, and hopefully having listened to Tony, because at this point I only know what's going on through Robert Byrd. So, until next week.
You know it should be easy with all this wealth to let go of my grudges and make peace with myself. I don't forgive and I don't forget. Roger dies in a fire, I'm fine with that. Don't you know who I am? I'm famous. At happy hour I'm on the tube, even though I'm always on mute. Steve Harvey knows my pain.
Jerry Negrelli, who basically started the entire hashtag movement.